The snare of his guile was a noose for the lion, a marvelous hare who was carrying off the lion.
Then if you want to know what the power is really, it's not in the lion, it's in water. The power is in knowledge. It's not physical power. State of having the power is temporary and it's useless, you will see, it's the lion. The knowledge, yes?
And Moses draws Pharaoh with his army and mighty host into the river Nile.
Now here, let's say that any of you, you are a very extreme right believer in holy books. Okay. What does that story of the Nile and Moses has to do with this lion and the rabbit in here? The only way I understand it is over there I realized that there was an impasse, a dangerous impasse. Nile. And what Moses gave us was an analysis. It's, the word is not cutting in half. You know what's the word that he does in the Holy Book? What does he do?
Creates it.
Creates it. Yes. Make it quick. A passage. So the believers, they could go through. But the Pharaoh cannot. Although Pharaoh is riding the chariots and these Pharaohs are walking. And the story is made like that here. Gives us, when we talk about the water, we talk about the knowledge. And the knowledge, if you are not familiar with, it will drown you. If you are a Pharaoh, it will drown you. But if you are the follower of the calling of God, you're going back to God, it will open up to you. He opened the sea, opening the water, right? It's up, which at the same time is the conqueror one. It's taking capture even. It's so complicated and beautiful.
To relate
to talking about for me.
To relate it to Fatah, opening and victory.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's like that. It means to open it up. Yes, a prophet will do that. We'll open a chapter of this knowledge, then you can pass. And if you want to pass it by force, you will be drowned like the Pharaoh. With his chariot, he wanted to do the same, right? He brings that and more. Yes, listen.
A single gnat with half a wing cleaves intrepidly the suture of Nimrod's skull. The whole
suddenly he switched to another story to mention that, and don't forget, it's not the size. You know Namrud. Is there anyone who doesn't know Namrud? Namrud is the very famous Iraqi pharaoh, because pharaoh is in Egypt, but Namrud was in Syria, somewhere between Iraq and Syria, I think. He was a pharaoh. A very famous one, a very stupid, silly one, with a very drastic energy. The guy hated the story that some of these silly believers, they say, there is a God in the sky. So he decided to shoot that guy. He made a high rise to go up and shoot the God. One day he climbed up, and that was almost the end of it. It was the first highlight, I don't know how high it was at the time, but he shoot an arrow in the sky. As a qaza, that consequence that we sometimes misuse it as faith, a bird was crossing. So his arrow actually passed through the wing of a bird. The bird flew away, the arrow came back with some drop of blood on it. Do you just to show him that he succeeded. Because it was interesting to you up to this moment. What was he talking about? God wants to kill the infinity, will injure the wing of a bird. Remember, the bird is thought, wing is the freedom of that bird to fly, the instrument of flight, right? He will injure that, means he will have a distorted thought in his mind. And by that, he is somehow sure that he killed the god. The trick was, in that moment, of course, if I know I'm a god of loss, which he always has, suddenly these workers were working on the building of a tower, they started to talk in different languages. So they didn't understand each other. So they dispersed. And the tower building was upended. Did you realize what happened? The punishment? Misunderstanding, talking different languages. That's the punishment of that tyranny. Anyhow, he was so big and so powerful that it could not be killed. The Israel will go to God and say, oh my God, what shall I do with this guy? He's so powerful, I cannot even approach his kingdom. Don't worry, you fly. Come on, King God. The fly flew and went in the nose of the Namrud and started to inhabit here with that zzzzy stuff in here. The last solution for Namrud, I cut it short, it's a long, beautiful story. The last solution, Namrud hired some people to knock in the head for a moment for that fly to keep quiet, maybe give him a rest. And he died. Room will bring it here and say, listen, Namrud could be killed by a fly. Did you get a point? What was the fly?
Small.
The smallest thought. A small illusion. Because it's a fly. It's not a bird. It's not a hunting bird. You know which bird we love the most? What?
Falcon.
No. The Seymour is something on the pedestal for you to appreciate and talk big. For us, it's not. Falcon. The thought, not the big ultimate thought, the hunting one. The one that hunts for the king. You will see at the beginning of Bruno Tree, Romeo starts to talk about that bird and will never stop. To tell you that that's a thought, that bird is exactly. First of all, he rests on the hand of the king. Secondly, he looks at the thing that the kings want him to look. When he puts his hat, he rests. His eyes will be open at the moment of hunting. And so on and so forth. And he doesn't hunt for himself. He will bring back the meat. He will be fed by the king. These are all the minor aspect of that falcon. Even now that it's too soon for you, I cannot stop myself mentioning. The best aspect of that falcon, which is not in you, is
submissiveness.
No.
Waiting for the call.
Waiting for a very special call. What is that call?
Your Jay.
Come back to me, your Jay. Whenever that drum will go, it's time to go back. Even if this is the moment that after a very difficult flight, he has his fingers on the prey, he will let go. Means that all the temptation, encouragement, and involvement in hunting will not let that bird forget that there is a king of decisions there, and I have to go back to that. That's the falcon. We'll come to that later. Now let's see the fly killing the Namrud.
Behold the state of him who hearkened to the words of his enemy.
the retribution of him who became the friend of the envious one.